Alright, welcome to another edition of Google's Evil, DoNotGod.com video presentation. I guess it's also could be called, probably. Anyway, I have no idea what to do with this video. Nothing. No, I mean, it's, I'm contemplating how simple it all really is. Like, the simple question, would you do it over again? You know, if you're pulling from the random world pile of a life, you know, you got this world covered with human beings, and you're gonna pull a ticket, so to speak, and go live their life. Would you be all that interested in pulling? You know, would it really fascinate you? Or would you go watch TV or something, you know? I mean, yeah, I can't really imagine. So even redoing my own existence again, just thinking back through all the bullshit, you know, the years of going to prison every day, the school thing, you know, all the crap, the jobs, the, ugh, horrible, hated it, you know, then all the tedium and the monotony and the, you know, yeah. And then even when things sort of go right a little bit, they always kind of just crumble and fall apart. Everything you cherish sort of just molds and deteriorates and, you know, rots and falls apart. Yeah. Then all the little animals, you know, you say hello to and goodbye to and, oh. Ew. No, no, no. No. Ew. Let alone anybody else's stupid life. I mean, their life isn't even focused on anything. At least I can feel a little good about my life in the sense that it was always focused on trying to answer the big questions and, you know, seeking the truth. And even when it wasn't very flattering for myself, that I even had the integrity to, you know, point the power of my perception, you know, at myself, and recognize the stinking troll that existed inside of me, in a sense, the conniving and scheming and the, for bullshit, you know, just for superficial, you know, grossly, you know, natural, if you want to call it that. Gratification, you know, just the ego crap, the, you know, pretty woman bullshit, the, you know, yuck. Anyway, so, I mean, ew. Anyway, so I was contemplating that and just saying, you know, it'd be nice if we could just do this, you know, just survey the people of Earth, you know, in some kind of rational way and have them answer these simple questions. But in other questions, you can't even put the questions into words that they will understand. You know, that they understand what they're actually voting for or saying yes to. Because they'll just say yes to some crap that's in their head. Oh, yes, I want to win again. Or, yes, I, you know, want to go to Disneyland again. But yeah, no, I don't want to do the dying thing. You know, they'll edit the question, you know. But regardless of that, it would just be interesting to see, you know, the two sides. You know, the people have gained enough perspective to recognize that it ain't all that. You know, and it is just a bunch of ambitions. And frankly, if they're not in the proper context, you know, if the ambitions aren't in a bundle that has some integrity, you can see that most people, they don't have that bundle of integrity. Their ambitions are, let's steal grandma's money. You know, their ambitions are really, really shitty. I mean, they're not even, you know, they're not weak and pointless and selfish. They're malicious and crappy and thievy. So, I mean, it's really nothing to cling to. So then it sort of got slid. Another subject sort of crashed into my big idea thinking, or, you know, thinking in terms of the big picture stuff with the little picture politics stuff and, you know, just how stupid people are, you know, and they really do, you know, they vote for things that are, you're just saying, what the fuck are you voting for? You know, and so the liberals have done another silly liberal thing where let's just break any notion of reward and punishment. You know, let's have a society, a culture that doesn't depend on, you know, rewards and punishment in any kind of rational way. We'll reward the criminals and punish the innocent and the responsible. You know, it's just, and it's just like, what? Could they get stupider, or is this just, you know? So they've sort of broken the justice system with some sort of empathy for poor criminals, and they just can't help what they are. They are what they are, blah, blah, blah. And, it, you know, it just doesn't make any sense, but we know it's a tiny amount of broken people. You know, it's a tiny number of broken toasters that are, you know, killing people, you know, electrocuting them and doing different things, and that most of the toasters are just fine. You know, they figure it out. You know, they don't want to go to jail. You know, most of them. And so they don't do the shit that'll get them thrown in jail. I mean, so it works. And they're just breaking that. You know, just saying, let's just throw away both sides of it. Let's make the people who are intimidated by going to jail think that jail is actually a pleasure cruise, pretty much. Like, you can't even be offended in jail. Somebody can't even call you a faggot or something in jail. I mean, jail is getting so politically correct, you know. You have to get your three meals, and you have to get this, and you have to get that, and nobody can beat you up, and nobody, you know. Which is bullshit. I mean, it doesn't really happen for most people in jail, obviously. Just for the special people go to the special prisons. But regardless, the very fact that it happens just is sort of breaking the purpose, okay, of it being punitive. I was reading, you know, some stuff from the, you know, activism during the war time, you know, when kings were running the world a little bit, you know, World War One, and, you know, a couple of intelligent people got thrown in jail, you know, for political activism, and it was kind of funny that things were so bad, you know, especially in Germany, that, yeah, they actually wrote how they're safer and, you know, better off in jail, you know, than they would have been if they were on the street paying $10,000 for a loaf of bread. So, and, you know, it was just sort of tragic that that's how it had become also, is that you were likely to live longer if you were a prisoner than if you were a regular peasant. You know, and that stuff, that kind of stuff, we should be smart enough to not let that kind of crap happen. Well, anyway, so there's just this stupid political subject of the stupid forgiving the student debt, and it's just such a stupid way to do it. If you're going to bother doing it, they should do it in some kind of way that incentivizes people to clean up their act, okay, not to perpetrate the same crime over and over again. So if they said, well, look, we'll give you a deal, you know, pay off your debt and we'll give you 10% off. You know, if you pay off the whole thing, we'll cut 10% off or some kind of deal like that. So at least encourage them to pay it off. And we know that most of the student debt is in the hands of people who can pay it. They just don't want to. I mean, it's, you know, and it's just, it's such a insult. So, I mean, if you phrase the question, right? So I was just thinking about how you would phrase this question if you made it a ballot initiative, you know. And you could phrase it, should we make, you know, like 5 million you were a stupid sucker signs to put on people who went to work when they were in college and paid their way, because they were such suckers, right? They probably got a lesser degree. They got lower grades because, yeah, they had to go to work. You know, they had to pay their bills, and they did. And so they were just such fucking suckers. I mean, what losers. You know, because we're not, like I said, most of these people, and why have a debt, okay, that just is kind of, they never penalize you for keep putting it off. So you can just keep re-establishing the debt at a very, very low interest rate. So you have really no incentive to pay it because you're paying such a low interest rate. I mean, credit card companies can charge you 33%. So you have a huge incentive to pay off a 33% interest debt. But the government doesn't do that because it's being nice, you know, and it's giving you the debt at cost. And so they're doing you a favor to start with. And people are just, you know, thumbing their nose at that favor and saying, fuck you, okay? I won't pay it till I'm dead, okay? So they basically are trying to just put it off until they're dead. Because it doesn't cost them anything extra. Not much, anyway. Yeah, they're just waiting for this kind of event. They're waiting for some sort of crash or inflation or some other bullshit to make it go away so they don't have to pay it. And that's all that's taking place. You've made it harmless. You've given them essentially free money, you know, as long as they don't pay it back. You know, it's free. And you're giving no punishment for not paying it back. And now you're just rewarding them. You're basically doing what they did with the whole illegal amnesty thing, where they're just saying, yeah, we did it once, we'll do it again, and then we'll do it again, and then we'll do it again. So don't pay your debt, right? I mean, the signal that the government is sending is, in big, bold letters, don't pay your debt. Because, yeah, just wait for another president to say it's all okay. Fuck the debtor holders. You know, fuck the people who go to work every day and earn a living, because we'll just tax them to pay your debt. And I really, you know, I didn't want to do this political subject, but I mean, it just makes, you know, it just makes it untenable, you know, to have a political position anymore, to say I'm a Democrat, or, you know, because it's disgusting. Why would I say those words? I mean, Democrats have turned into retards. I'm clearly not a Republican, but I mean, they are trying. I mean, they couldn't be making the wedge out of a harder steel to try to shove the wedge right up, you know, Whitey's ass and say, you've got to make a decision now because we're really going to turn this into a shithole. I mean, it's our whole intention to justify every kind of broken piece of culture we're going to cherish, and every decent piece of culture that actually makes people responsible and give a shit about their fellow man. Fuck that. Okay. They really are siding with the criminals. You know, and the people of lower character. And they're just giving you no choice but to say, well, I'm certainly not that. But I'm certainly not one of these Republican greedy whores either, you know, or a white supremacist or any of that shit. But the wedge is being driven. There's just no doubt about it. You know, and it's just the worst time for the Democratic Party to get fanatic, you know, and to make themselves into that wedge, to just basically tell people you have to decide, you know. It's just the worst time. Now would have been the time to capitalize on how retarded the Republicans look. The Republicans have never looked like more like greedy, lying, thieving, criminal, scandalous, thieves, crooks, bums. They've never looked worse, okay, with the icon of Trump. The lying, scummy, don't pay your bills, scummy, scummy, scummy person. Okay, so they've never looked worse. And the Democrats are just saying, let's not take advantage of that at all. So anyway, that is a little distracting. I mean, I try to avoid politics because, yeah, there's no, this is all been there, done there. There just isn't any hope. You know, until smart people run the world, forget it, and the dumb people don't vote for smart people. They vote for dumb people who say dumb things and give them, promise them shit they can't have. So, yeah, democracy will not work in an idiocracy. It's just a sad fact. You know, it needs help. You know, there needs to be supervision somehow. There needs to be something to do a little bit of intelligent enhancement to policy, because if policy is going to be written by the idiocracy, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good policy. All right. So anyway, yeah. So just, yeah, quite depressing. So yeah, smash that in, and then smash in the fact that yes, I've been doing these little videos on. I've been talking a little bit about the nature of consciousness and all that horse shit, and, you know, and it just ends up, you're just saying there's just so many people that are lost in the woo and the religion, you know, and so, I mean, I saw a comment by somebody still arguing about abiogenesis, and, you know, because he really does believe that aliens or a god or something had to make human beings because they're just so special. Special at what? Even like, you know, all of their iconic things, their football and their baseball and their Olympics and, you know, their tennis players and their all this idol worship for fish that swim better. I mean, fish that do something completely useless better. And they can't even see there that what evidence of a god is there there? I mean, how do you bend that into, oh yeah, we're designed by a creator to have some sort of give a shit about something that could actually matter, when obviously we don't give a shit about anything that could matter. I mean, it's so bad. I mean, all the trivial crap. Oh, it's just suffocating trivia. I feel suffocated. So it's hard to make videos in this context. It's hard to, to say, here's a train of thought that could actually go somewhere, because there's frankly no audience for any smart train of thought. And they all lead to the same place that, yes, this dysfunction is systemic. I mean, it's built into, the behavior of the sharks. It's really hard to herd sharks, herd cats, herd retards, and this is a flock of retards. The mission statement of make them go in the right direction, it's just, how do you do that? Without just shooting them, or something. It's just too hard, too much work chasing each one down and turning it around. So, but anyway, that's the mission. So I have to, whether I think it's possible or whether I think I have the it's words, the endurance to do it. Who knows? Yeah, I don't think I do. But whatever. I have no choice, right? It's the only agenda there is fixing the broken and herding retards. That's all there is. So anyway, I'll take a break and think some more. It's probably a good title, Herding Retards. Yeah, probably a good title. All right, so, I thought of another political thing, that's context to my contempt. I found out that the government is back doing the same thing that caused the financial crisis of 2011. The Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae thing, the government's guaranteeing bank loans. Okay, so the bankers are making their profit and the government's guaranteeing the loans. Okay, and 3% down, to buy a house. 3%. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. It's so stupid. The amount people are having to invest and, to get, a $350,000 frickin' loan, and you have to put down, it's less than, frankly, you see the real numbers. But I mean, it's a tiny amount of money. And they're using all kinds of chicanery to produce it, like credit card debt or something. So it's like even less than that. But I mean, it's just, And this they think is going to work. That somehow, I guess the part of the strategy is that you keep letting people into the country, so you keep increasing the population, then the demand for housing will stay high because of all the foreigners. And so you can keep the prices of these houses from crashing, But we know it's going to happen, okay? There's going to be a 2011. Housing prices will crash. Houses will have lost half their value. And the people holding those mortgages are going to say, forget it. I'm not paying for a house that's worth half what I'm paying for it. So the fact is, they're just going to bail. And, the government's going to be stuck with a non-collateralized, frankly, gigantic, huge, monstrous loan. Okay, that factually isn't collateralized because there's no equity. No, they haven't paid anything. They haven't even paid the interest the bank is taking. So the profit for the bank, they'll get a piece of their profit and the tiny down payment, and the government will just be stuck with the 350, or let's say, at best they'll sell the house for 100 and they'll lose $200,000. So, I mean, this is stupid written all over it. I mean, it's just such a stupid plan. It's not going to work. It's not going to make anybody's life better. It's going to ruin everyone again. Because you can't keep bailing the banks out. It just ain't going to happen. Okay, they've got this, they're doing this real, real sneaky thing of buying their own bonds now. With fake bank money. And it's, when the banks go bankrupt, this is when, it's going to be realized that, all of this wealth that's in the economy isn't real. Because the rich people, see, what the rich people are doing is they're buying the bonds and they instantly collateralize them. So they pay $1 million, let's say. You pay $1 million to buy a bond, U.S. bond. You just put it in the bank, okay, as collateral, and you get your money right back. But you still own it, okay, technically. So you can still collect interest, and you'll collect enough interest to pay the bank's interest. So, it's a net bargain. And it's counted as a real asset you own. So it's part of your wealth. All right. And so even though you still have the cash, which means now you can just go buy another bond and put it in the bank. And you can buy another bond and put it in the bank. So you just can get richer and richer and richer just collateralizing commodities. And you don't have to, so you actually don't really, have any wealth because it's all collateralized. It's all just bank numbers, bank digits. And that's all that they're doing. So all of these people that are rich, they're not really rich, okay? They just own a lot of assets in title, but they don't really own it because if they actually had to pay for it, that is, if they actually had to go buy it out of the hock, they don't have the money, so it's all in the pawn shop. So they have, it's like they're millionaires, like they got yachts and they got all kinds of stuff, but all that stuff is in the pawn shop. But they can use it anytime they want, so it's the same thing as actually owning it, because they can still use it. It's that kind of thing. It's like a pawn shop that allows you to keep the stuff at your own house. Sort of. It's everything's a little more than, I'm giving you the shortcut explanation. But that's what's really in the economy. And so if things actually do get bad, bankruptcies start happening, everybody's going to be telling everybody else, you owe me money, but they're not going to be able to pay any of it. Even though they're rich, they're not really rich. They don't have any real money, okay? All they have is collateralized debt. And if all that collateralized debt has no value, that is, nobody wants it, you can't resell it, okay? So there's no way to pay it, right? I mean, you can't take the bond out of the bank and then just resell it on the market, that kind of thing. You can't take your pawn shop goodies and resell them for what you paid for them. And that's going to be a big problem. But anyway, there's no point in going into that. It's just, all of it is so bad. It's just, everything's run on shit. And here again, you see the people with the little kids, going down the street, and they all seem so proud. Look, I have three little monsters. Yes, they're stomping on your flowers, and they're... Yes, they are monsters, actually. You're just like, what are you doing? What is your plan here? You really think this is a great life? Walking down this broken sidewalk, you're just wishing your kids, you can have it as good as me, People speeding down the road at 70 miles an hour because they get the plea bargain. I mean, this is another thing I found out. It's just so fucking stupid. So they don't even, you think people actually get in trouble for that kind of shit. But no, they just, because nobody goes to trial, none of this stuff actually gets prosecuted. It gets bargained out of existence. So everybody just bargains down to the lesser crime of, I made a funny noise, you know, an inappropriate sound. I made an inappropriate sound. So, no, I didn't go 70 miles an hour right down a residential street. No, I just made an inappropriate sound. Pay your $10 and walk away. I mean, it's really bad. really, really bad. Reward and punishment is thoroughly broken, and that's why you see it. See, I'm trying to understand why people, how can they get away with it? I mean, you know, and then you find out, well, they do get away with it. It's not how they get away with it, they just do, okay? The system just couldn't care less. And so that's why, you know, you have to live the quality of your life has to be destroyed, is because for some reason we have to say it's okay to be obnoxious. You know, it's okay to make way too much noise, and it's okay to risk other people's life. It's okay. You know, and I don't know who voted for that. You're saying the rest of my neighbors, I really don't think they voted for that. I don't think they voted for speeding loud car thing. I don't think they did. But somebody voted for it somewhere. Somehow it got voted for. So even though nobody voted for it, somehow it got voted for. And you're just saying, how did that get voted for? Because I really just don't think there's anybody on... Who the fuck? There might be 1 out of 10 people that would vote for that? I mean, who but an obnoxious moron votes for make way too much noise and risk everybody's welfare? Who would vote for that? Somebody did. You know, somehow, yeah, like I said, somehow this is an interest that has enough power to make it happen, for them to get away with it. All right. So, sorry, politics. Yeah. All right, back. So I was just thinking about, you know, it's a pretty flawed pile of holly jolly, right? This whole promise thing, and you figure it out. I mean, at least I figured out there's, you know, a lot to complain about. And I was ridiculed for complaining, you know, as a kid, by my own family. Just kind of joking, you know, mocking. Yes, Gary, you'll complain about everything, you know. And yes, I sort of did. Because that seems the natural and sensible thing to do, is to point out how everything's cracked and broken and insufficient, and it doesn't work well enough, and it's not a good enough deal. And certainly your life isn't a good enough deal. It's way too much crap in it. It's way too much you can't control. So, I mean, it's even more unpleasant for anybody kind of logical, you know, that, oh, I'm just going to let chance decide, you know, the chance encounter with the psycho killer, or the tornado, or the whatever that will, you know, ruin me. And I can't make any shields, and I can't make any protection against it, and I just still have to play the game with the, you know, whatever, the swords that fall from the ceiling. You know, just some bullshit. And it's supposed to be fun. Well, no, that's, I'm not doing that. That's too stupid. You know. So, yeah, you do it as, you know, as expediently as possible, to spend as little time exposed, you know, as possible to the random crap. But yeah, you're stuck in it. You can't just, you know, just waiting for your number to come up. You have to keep picking out of the hat, and you're finally going to get the little skull and crossbone, blah, 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 blah. I mean, you know. What rational person plays the game? I mean, you say fix it or fuck it, but you don't play it. You know, you don't just endorse it. You don't sit there and say, let's let more people in to play stupid. Yeah, it's the game. Stupid. Play stupid. Yeah. No. Anyway. So, I mean, this whole having to make arguments about the stupidity of procreating. But, you know, again, most people are sort of figuring it out. Most people sort of figure out that it's not going to be a gigantic life enhancement. So they find some personal reasons to say, why the fuck would I want to do that? I mean, the risks are just, insane. And the fact that it's going to consume all of your life. So if you have any mission in your life, any ambition to, become really good at something or strive to excel, all of that will be destroyed. If you're going to do the family thing with any kind of sense of responsibility, that is, if you're going to spend any time attempting to raise your children, you're fucked. But that's another part where the politics comes in again. Just because the whole idea that we're obliged to subsidize, the people that make this stupid choice, it's insane that, a huge, gigantic pile of the cost infrastructure, the tax infrastructure, is merely for the purpose of subsidizing people who choose to make more people. and it's such a dangerous and sloppy choice, that you just really shouldn't be able to tax people to pay people to make that stupid choice. But anyway, so it's another backward incentive, rewarding people for something that, they should earn it, They should prove that they're so much better than the rest of us and so much more capable and so much more all of that crap, that they somehow have earned the right to make human beings and provide for their appropriate construction, maintenance. So they don't go crazy or they don't go stupid and make a mess. Oh, God. That's just painful to have to even talk about this. I mean, this is stuff people should be able to figure all this crap out. I shouldn't have to even say any of this shit. Everybody should already know that, I shouldn't be telling other people they have to pay for my choices. that's really bullshit. And they won't even admit that. Somehow we have some sort of social responsibility because they want to do their little natally thing. They want to play with their children. Shit. Anyway. Where was I? It's one of those videos. I kind of saw it coming. This week has just been a weird week. I've been just struggling myself to get through it, without just, there's nothing you can do, just vomit or something. I mean, it's just so sickening to be among you. it's repulsive. It's disgusting. So I'm just having one of those weeks where everybody's just such an asshole and, you're just, it's this planet of assholes. Oh, shit. Anyway, it's hard to, in that context, to gain any energy for any idea that's going to be able to break through and change anything in terms of, what people are chasing and how they're chasing. And, it's daunting. Depressing, discouraging, all that crap. So I just don't have, I just don't have much fighting strength, because it just looks like an endless battle and I will be defeated and, I just won't be able to endure, the road that's ahead. It's just too long a road and I'm not going to last. It's just, physically. It just is about this construction of the, the perfect medium, the perfect piece, the perfect tool, and making that tool, and it's got to be some sort of Lord of the Rings thing. It's got to be some sort of, cinematic perfection, in some way that you know, has all the right messages in it and all the right points, and so it can all get into people's heads and they can grok the, you know, the horror. You know, the fact that, you know, they're just living for such tiny little pieces of glitter that they're chasing. You know, these little sparkles of hope and wish. You know, they're just these little tiny, they're so tiny and so meaningless. You know, the little bits of motivating, the real motivator. And it's so tiny and so little, and it really just should not be understood. And we, but we can't feel it that way. It feels important. It's like the poor animals out there. You see them run by their passions, you know, and they're driving themselves, you know, forward and driving, you know, and it's, you know, first, you know, these mechanical processes, you know, this, you know, for the males it is, you know, chase the whores, and for the females it's, you know, nurture the young, and it's, you know, all this passion, all this waste, you know, all the damage they do to each other in their little competitive fight for, you know, evolution's glory. Yeah, just horrible. It's horrible. And we're doing the same thing, you know, it's all this ego crap, all this ambition, you know, all this hanging in there just to see the grand ending, you know, where Trump is finally led to prison, you know, or something. You know, it just, you know, this means something. Now, in the scheme of things, it doesn't mean anything. You know, the big game. That's just part of what's keeping us in the game, is these little tiny morsels of food, you know, that seem to say to us somehow we're fed and we're not, you know, we're just hungry. It's probably some angle I can use, you know, I can use that as a wedge for some other thing, the idea that, because there seems to be a dichotomy, it doesn't seem to fit quite right, that the people with passion aren't the people who are terrified, because you're going to pay for that passion. You know, any kind of want is probably going to be received by the world as, you know, you're not going to get what you want. So there's going to be a lot more dissatisfaction than satisfaction. And you would think that would have some sort of effect, you know, on the general population. But I guess it's the fact that the losers just become silent, you know, and they aren't, you know, they're not pushing anything, you know. So nothing gets pushed by the losers. There's no, they're not making any noise. And so that's part of the problem, is, you know, their defeat is total, you know, in terms of they become invisible as messengers to the future, that you're just asking for it. You know, you will be squished, you know, and all this dreaming and hoping and wishing won't work. Anyway, something like that. So I'll try one more. See how, one more pause, and we'll see if I think of anything to fix this video. But it's just going to have to be accepted as a bit of a ramble. All right. So just titles pop into my head, right? Playing Stupid Stupidly, or, you know, Fat Stupid and with Children. You know, that'll be the new sitcom of the future. Because it's the truth, in a sense, right? I mean, the joke is that what was Abby Normal, queer, you know, is, you know, the new queer, you know, the new laughably retarded will be the breeder, you know, in the future. Because, yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, once people get past all the religious crap, and I don't mean get past it in the sense that they never get, you know, people don't, obviously people haven't migrated really away from God notions. They've just turned it into Star Wars kind of the Force. You know, God is the Force now, or some other kind of bullshit. You know, it's not the Bible God, but it's still God. So, so religion's in a different form. And, you know, the religion of, you know, breeding as being a fun job, isn't, you know, just not going to be, I don't think, the bestseller of the future. The future isn't going to be full of people who are using their brains, and drawing that conclusion, because life is more sophisticated now. There's so many better things to make into a child, like, you're a computer programmer and your apps become your children, you know, what you've created as pieces of programming. There's, you know, much better things to invest in terms of creation, and legacy, you know, what your legacy is going to be, you know, that you invented this or you did that or you, you know, some sort of thing. And it's not going to be about what your kids do. And I think part of that is, too, is just because of how the system is structured. There's so much less, there's less tie to who your parents were and all that. All those connections are getting more and more lost. Even though the registry of history is, the records are easier to keep, nobody cares. Yes. Who cares what your name is? Who cares what any of this, who cares? Nobody cares anymore. And then maybe that's the language breakdown, the whole diversity thing, the mixed blood thing, the modification, all of that crap. Maybe that's dulling all of the, anybody's give a shit about whether you have royalty as ancestors or something. So yeah, there's less in it for you in terms of any recognition for what your children accomplish. And I guess there's, realistically, people maybe have realized that it's more likely their kids are going to be a menace than a miracle, you know. That they're not going to, it's just as likely they're going to be mess makers than they are going to be mess cleaner uppers. Much more realistic if you were going to wager on what your kid will be. Will he be president or will he be an axe murderer? You're probably going to make more money, you know, betting the negative way than the positive way. especially in a world of, you know, billions of people and everybody sort of gets lost as just being a piece of corporate property. So much of it's lost. The fewer and fewer people, you know, the money goes to the top and only fewer and fewer people have it. You know, that kind of thing. More of it, but fewer having it, kind of thing. Trillionaire, who knows, not too far into the future, right? Just insane on its face, just such an obnoxious obscenity. And we haven't even figured out that part, that it's just an obscenity to give that much power to these individuals. Ugh. Disgusting. Yeah. Alright, I'll pause again. Alright, so I guess I should just make the simple philosophical bigger picture thing. We're just fish, right? We're just a version of fish. And fish are just marginal calculators. I mean, they can calculate, you know, they can see the difference between food and sharks. That kind of stuff. So we're, you know, marginally functional, logical calculators. We can calculate the difference between a good outcome and a bad outcome in some sort of way. And there's a tiny bit of knowledge you need for the calculator to, it has to know 2 + 2 = 4 and 4 + 4 = 8 and, you know, 8 and 8 = 16. You know, it has to know these basic little bits, and then once it has those basic little bits, it can figure out the rest. So it has to be able to figure out the little bit is that I'm run on desire. Evolution hasn't designed me to be happy. It's designed me to be ambitious, to fight for everything, to make everything into a fight. And then I have to, have some kind of thoughts that, temper the silly impulses. Okay, I can't be run by my impulses. I have to put the impulses in a context. So you can't just grab them by the pussy kind of thing. You can't just, take. You got to be, got to do it by rules, and, you got to be fair, and you got to be just, and you got to be honorable, and you got to be all this other stuff. So there are some stuff you have to know as a fish. You got to know that you got to dress, and you got to do this, and you got to do that to be polite, to be unoffensive. And then you have to do your mission, which is, frankly, understanding that your happiness isn't special happiness. It isn't worth more than somebody else's comfort and happiness. And that the liabilities, like the victories, they should be spread efficiently. Okay, that's just a fact. That all there really is on this planet is experiencing organisms, and it's best to make their experiences as unpleasant as possible, and to do that in the framework of some sort of incentivized reward and punishment. So you don't have to be crazy capitalist or crazy socialist. You just have to be someone in between who understands you have to incentivize us to do the right thing. Makes sense for us to be rewarded personally for doing things good for the civilization. Okay, that's win-win is what you're looking for. Try to create as much of that win-win stuff as possible. I get to eat some of the carrot, and then I give carrot away, that kind of thing. I grow carrots by eating carrots or whatever. You can do both things. You can be personally rewarded and be very productive. So our ambition shouldn't be to jump higher or to do other silly shit. Our ambition should be to cure cancer and malaria and other blights, to try to find graceful ways to tell people that they need to just lose some weight or do this or do that so they can improve their condition, so their future won't be more miserable than it needs to be. So they need to do certain little things to make things a little better, and they need to understand how the game works, and so we have to do this helping of each other thing, and you have to do it all in the context of you can't say faggot, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, and so there's a whole bunch of rules. Some of the rules are really, really silly, and some of them are for a good reason, that's it. And, but there's nothing to do here but to fix the problem we make by being here, okay? By being conscious and sensitive and harmable, it just creates burden. Burden is to prevent as much of that harm stuff as possible, and as a consequence, create the better condition of unharmed. try to leave everything unbroken, unfractured, undisturbed, unshaken, all those negatives. If you can get rid of the negatives, you automatically have the positive. So that's part of the thing the calculator needs to understand, that getting rid of negatives is the real ambition, because that's the real source of the problem. The crack in the glass is the problem. Prevent the crack and everything's okay. you don't need to have some ambition to gild the glass or make the glass out of gold or to do all this other stuff to improve the glass. You just need to prevent the breaking of the glass. And once you understand that, that's all it's about, is disengaging and taking the recklessness and the sloppiness out. And once you've done all that, there isn't anything to worry about, because it's all reckless and sloppy. There isn't anything being done that has any real merit except for the stuff being done to fix. So once you fixed it, once you prevented the crack, there's nothing to do here. Okay, so once you've undone that, you realize all the ambitions are just brain farts. They don't add up to anything. And there's nothing to do here. You don't need a glass because there's no one who needs the water. You know, that kind of argument. Don't make the thirsty person and you don't have a problem. The thirsty consciousness. Oof, yeah. Don't make the trilobite and you don't get all the crap that evolves out of it. You know, that kind of shit. And there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere, nothing to evolve into except some sort of need machine, some sort of wanter that has to have its wants satisfied. There's no other math. There's no other equations that say there's a necessity for the human being to exist except for his own idiotic notion in his head saying he needs to exist. Besides that notion, there's no evidence anywhere. There's no other mechanism saying we need you to exist. No, there's nothing doing that. So that's the context of this conversation. It's, you know, this isn't all that complicated. We're just psychologies and we're just full of our little memes from where we grew up and what this and that and whether we appreciated science and whether we appreciate the fact that there are philosophical questions and that they can't be answered by simplistic little Ten Commandment religion bullshit. It's a little more complicated than that. But it's not much more complicated in the sense that all you have to do is have some reverence for the notion of what evolution is as a concept, which is kill millions, okay, to preserve the few. You know, to immortalize, you know, to cryogenically freeze for the future. Yeah, it's just too silly. Torture for triviality. It's a terrible exchange, a terrible paying way too much and getting way too little. That's the fact. And it's not a deeply hidden fact. And it just comes out of looking at evolution for what it is and looking for what it traps organisms into and what kind of horrible fate they end up just being fodder, okay? They just end up being the blood footprint of a DNA molecule, you know. Doom. Do you want to spend eternity, you know, sitting on a rock eating algae? I don't. Yeah, waiting for some kind of worm to infect you, you know, and eat your brain. No, I don't want to do that. Okay, so anyway, enough said. And such. So, it's a video. 1 in 10,000, 15,000, whatever the number. We really are getting close to 20 years, you know, on YouTube. I think next year it'll be 20 years. Next May, I think. 20 years. Yeah, and it's just kind of tragic. 20 years, and I've just been moving sideways. You know, 20 years of sideways motion. Depressing, but what are you going to do? So that just popped into my head because I just thought of the amazing atheist, you know, he's just thinking about the 20 years, the early days. And so somebody's got like a recent quote from him about procreation. So he doesn't think there's any problem with the selfishness and all the other crap that people have and having kids or all that shit. He's worried about the environment. Which is just hilarious, right? I mean, it's just so funny, you know, that, you know, evolution is such a horrible god, you know, to revere. It's just, nature is so god-awful, horrible in its treatment of organisms. And for somebody to sit there and say, oh, poor nature, you know, we're taking away its nature's power. Oh, I mean, it's just, wow, that's amazingly stupid. But that was the conclusion, right? I'm the amazing wastiest, you know, because he's wasted his freedom from religion. But that's the point, really. He's really not free. He's a superstitious, silly, self-obsessed kook. So, useless. Trivial. That's all he has is trivial knowledge. Psychobabble. An ability to play, with other people in terms of, manipulating rhetoric. But he has no philosophy. He hasn't done any competent calculations. All right, anyway. Ugh. This is depressing again. I depressed myself again. Anyway, so till the next time, and such, and so forth, and whatnot. This has been Google is Evil, DoNotGod.com video presentation. Sideways and such.